So just a little word about different gospels. We had a version of this story at Sunday Mass this weekend, and that was from Matthew's gospel. And this is a similar story, same story, if you will, from Luke's gospel. And when we have those overlapping stories, Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called the synoptic gospels because they have these similar stories in this similar line. John is different. I know most all of you know that already. But so what's the gold coin? What's the gold coin? The gold coin is life. The gold coin is being made in the image and likeness of God. The gold coin is something incredibly valuable that has been entrusted to us that we are to use well and grateful to God for getting it. And that's the gold coin. And what are we doing with our life? You know, what are we doing with it? And you know, I think it goes without saying, especially after reading from the first reading today, which was a rather long reading, and also, you know, a very, very difficult reading. Did you hear that? Seven sons murdered in front of their mother. One after tortured and murdered, one after the other. And what was the theme, what was the thread of hope that was woven through the first reading today? The resurrection, right? I hope you picked up on that. Why were all of those sons willing to go to their death? Because they would prefer to die faithful to God than to live unfaithful to God, knowing that they would be raised. And what was the mom? The mom says, basically, you're going to hurt me more by living unfaithfully than you are if you die faithfully, because I know I will have you back when we, at the end. And so, again, just remembering the books of the Maccabees are toward the very end of the Old Testament timeline. And even when Jesus walked the earth in Jerusalem, there was still factions of the Jewish people that were very strongly attached to the idea that there is no resurrection. So the book of Maccabees is very much on the side of those Jewish groups that did believe in eternal life. And so we believe in eternal life. And we believe that this life has been entrusted to us. We believe that life is a gift. But we also know, maybe not, I hope we know intellectually, we don't experience the kind of difficulty to live our faith that these seven brothers lived, right? It's difficult enough to be truly faithful to Christ because of the weakness of our flesh, because of the temptation of the world, just because of the distractions, because of every other, you know, temptation, right? Difficult enough. But we believe that it is truly a noble, noble task for us to strive for holiness even when difficult. Because we know we were created for more, don't we? The gold coin has been entrusted to us. Jesus is the King who obtained the kingship through his suffering, passion, death, and in a particular way. And so today I'm gonna say we're grateful to God, aren't we, for the gift of life, yes? And we're here at Holy Mass today, the day before our National Day of Thanksgiving, to again give thanks to God, to pray that we can be good stewards of the gold coin given to us. And I want to challenge you all, and I'll challenge you again tomorrow if you come back tomorrow, to really and truly cultivate gratitude in your heart, and to speak that gratitude, to tell people that you're grateful for, I'm grateful for you. To tell a few people today and tomorrow and the next day. So we're grateful for life. We're grateful for the gold coin. We're grateful for Saint Cecilia, who was a witness to our faith, gave her life. I think, we have on the roof here, we have the apostles' paintings in the choir loft. I'm 99% sure, I hope I'm not full of baloney, but I think Saint Cecilia is painted in the choir loft because she's the patroness of sacred music. And so we have three people represented on the ceiling in the choir loft. So Saint Cecilia, pray for us and for our musicians.